I'm Jared Anderson, and we welcome a couple of folks in the studio here with us. Logan Alley is here, Tara Alley as well, and Sterling. Sterling, I'll start with you. How old is Sterling?
She's three.
She's three?
Yeah,
okay.
Four next month.
Four next month. Just adorable and doing a great job already here in studio with us. First of all, let's get a little bit of an introduction for the audience, if you don't mind. Logan, tell us a little about yourself. Are you from Fremont County? What do you do?
Yeah, I am. I'm from Riverton. I work at Wind Supply. So just
perfect. And Tara, you are in charge of Teton Athletic
Yes.
Club? The owner, the director, what's your official
Yes,
title there?
I am the owner of Teton Athletic Club, my husband and I.
Perfect. All right. So we've got a big event coming up this Saturday, the Pink Meet. What is the Pink Meet exactly?
So it's in honor of my wife, Chrissy Alley. It's an event we're putting on. All the money raised is going towards her foundation, the Chrissy Effect Foundation. And that's just to raise money to help families in need with unforeseen medical expenses.
At what point did the idea to make the Chrissy Effect Foundation start to pop up? I know you guys held this meet last year. I saw Amanda covered it on County 10 and was very impressed with what you guys are doing to give back to the community. But how did the Chrissy Effect Foundation kind of come about?
It was kind of around that time. My mom kept texting me that people were sharing stories about how Chrissy had changed their lives and how she continues to change people's lives even though she's not here anymore. And we were kind of texting back and forth, and I was just called it the Chrissy Effect. It was kind of at that point we decided to create a foundation in her honor to help those families in need.
So the Pink Meet was the first one was last year, correct?
Yes, sir.
At about this time.
Yep.
And how did year one go overall?
It went very well. That was the biggest powerlifting competition that we had at Teton ever. The best turnout we've had, competitor wise, and then just people showing up to support, be there and honor Chrissy. So
awesome. Is there still time for competitors to sign up? What do we need to know?
Yeah, we do let late competitors come in. We had a deadline, but we will still let them come in and sign up. Sometimes we have some show up that day, and it kind of makes it a little complicated, but we won't turn anybody away.
Gotcha. I'm sure most people into powerlifting know exactly what they're signing up for, but for people who look like me, what is a powerlifting competition?
So it's the three main lifts are squat, bench, and deadlift. You get three attempts at each, so three attempts at bench, three attempts at squat, and three attempts at deadlift. And the main goal is to get the highest total. So your three lifts combined is based off that and your body weight. They call it the Wilkes score. So whoever has the best score on that wins. But really, ultimately, all it is just trying to get the community together, have a good time, lift some big weights, and then this meet in specific honor Chrissy.
Yeah, absolutely.
And raise money for the foundation.
How did you get involved in lifting, Logan? Was that something you grew up around? Were you in sports?
That was my dad. Yeah, he got me into lifting in fifth grade, probably.
Okay.
So it's been something I've done with my dad since I was young and never grew out of.
Gotcha. Do you remember off the top of your head who the winners were last year?
Well, I won.
I guess you did.
And then was it Chana that won in women's?
Or Janice, maybe. I can't remember. We'd have to look at the Wilkes score.
Yeah, it was either Chana or Janice.
Okay, gotcha.
Won in women's.
So you're the top competitor on the male side to look out for again this year?
I'm probably not doing it this year.
Okay.
But,
all right. Well, good deal. For folks that aren't into powerlifting but want to support, can they come out and cheer on the competitors?
Of course. I think that was the coolest part about last year is the amount of people that just showed up to support and be there to cheer everybody on. It was a really good environment, and it helps the lifters out a lot to have a lot of people there just cheering them on.
That's fantastic.
It adds a few extra pounds to every lift. So,
where can we find more on the Chrissy Effect Foundation? Are you guys organizing anything else? If folks maybe can't make it out Saturday but would like to donate or to know more and support, is there somewhere they can go?
Yes, we have a Facebook page called the Chrissy Foundation, the Chrissy Effect Foundation, and then we also have a donation. We have a bank account for it because every 100% of the proceeds go back into the community. Right now, we're building up our funds so that as soon as we find a family in need, we can directly just pay it out. But we do fundraisers to raise money for this. I just wanted to add that Chrissy was a power lifter too, and the last meet she did, she won.
Wow. I know the story had a huge impact on folks here who may not even know you directly. What should the world know if they didn't know Chrissy in particular? What should they know about her?
Get a little choked up. She was the most amazing and giving person there ever was. Most beautiful woman I've ever seen. But most importantly, and I know what she'd want me to say, is the biggest follower of Jesus Christ. And that was her main goal, was to live for him and help as many people as she could get saved. So,
well, you certainly are both to be commended, and everybody involved in the foundation giving back and taking a very unfortunate situation to help other people is an amazing thing. So kudos to both of you and everybody involved, and hopefully this Saturday is another big turnout. We have a lot of fun, some community spirit, and hopefully the powerlifting goes well too.
Yeah.
Anything else I forgot to add? Anything else we need to mention?
I was just going to read our motto and our...
Yeah, please.
The Chrissy Foundation is an organization of volunteers dedicated to helping relieve some of the financial burden for people and families facing overwhelming medical expenses. Chrissy Alley's desire to share the hope, darn it, and comfort of faith was so powerful that it inspires and continues to inspire others to have a relationship with Jesus. Her ability to bring positivity and encouragement and friendship to anyone, anywhere, anytime was infectious. We call it the Chrissy Effect, and our mission is to continue to share it on her behalf in her name.
I hope everybody has an opportunity to get involved, even if you can't make it Saturday. Make a donation, tell a friend, and maybe just be inspired by the fact that you, through difficult circumstances, like I said, are taking the time and energy to promote something good and to help other people. So thank you both for being here. Sterling, thanks to you as well. And we look forward, hopefully, to chat with you again down the road at some point. Let us know how everything's going, and good luck with the pink meet.
All right. Thank you so much. We appreciate your time.